Want to attune to lunar vibrations and cosmic cycles? Welcome to the Lunar Lightworker podcast. This podcast will deeply connect you on a whole other level with ancient lunar and cosmic cycles. Align and become as one with the movement and energetic impact of these magnificent planetary bodies. I'm your host, Zoe Whitehead, and I'm passionate about the moon and cosmic cycles and their energetic impact. I'm a soul-led coach and founder of the beautiful Lunar Lightworker membership, my signature program. I work with women who are empathic lightworkers and moon lovers, who have a sensitivity to energy and a curiosity and connection with the moon and cosmic astrological activity. A new episode is released every Thursday. Tune in to get deep moon and cosmic wisdoms and guidance on how to harness these powerful cycles and energy for release, clarity, growth, and spiritual expansion. I'm very happy for you to be here, and I'm grateful for your ongoing support and listenership. If this episode has resonated with you, please subscribe or follow the Lunar Lightworker podcast for weekly episode notification. And come and find me over at Instagram at Lunar Lightworker. Hey, and welcome to this week's episode of the Lunar Lightworker podcast. And as I speak, we are now in April, just into April, and we are definitely feeling these April energies, these new energies that each month brings numerologically. And this month is all about emerging from winter and really stepping into spring here in the Northern Hemisphere. So there is an energy of newness, of renewal, of emergence. And throughout the month, I mean, I've just been looking at the cosmic energy mapping. Throughout this month of April, we're going to get lots of pockets of heightened cosmic energy. So in this week's episode, I really wanted to talk about that, how this month is going to feel overall and how it will be impacting on you and what you can do, more importantly, to really help yourself and navigate this time. So obviously in April, we still have the eclipse series. This will take us through towards the end of the month. We will also have a comet. Now, comets can be very unpredictable in nature. So there is one due, but it may or may not happen. But like I said, it's very unpredictable in nature. So it kind of brings that feel to it. And so the eclipses are very kind of heightened and scattered in nature as well. And all of this is going to be impacting upon us. Now, because we're in the start of spring here in the Northern Hemisphere, this month already feels kind of action taking. It feels fresh, it feels new. I'm sure like myself, you're having new ideas coming through for you have a desire to start afresh in the way that maybe you live your life, in your routines. It's all about changing, decluttering, and this is very much the eclipse energy as well. It brings through this massive detox and decluttering in our inner and outer world. So there's very much this kind of ongoing theme of newness and fresh starts, and it's almost like a kind of teenage energy, you know, in that it's young and kind of slightly unpredictable in nature, unexpected in nature as well. What's interesting, and I love the synchronicity, is that the sun is at present in Aries. The new moon next week, I think on Monday, will rise in Aries, and the sun is in Aries. There's always this conjunction for the new moon. And Aries is a start. It signifies the start of the zodiac. It is symbolized by the ram. So it really is this kind of feel of being butted and pushed and kicked into spring. And it definitely feels like that. You know, we definitely want to bring in change. We're definitely hungry for change at this time of year. And we can see that reflected in nature. You know, you go out over the fields and the fields have been ploughed up. We've got new shoots coming through. We've got green, you know, hedgerows are definitely quite green now. And we can start to see that accelerated growth. But at the same time, typically for April, especially here in the UK and more northern hemisphere countries, we get a lot of frost, we get a lot of rain. We've had a lot more rain than the colder weather recently here in the UK. And so, although nature is accelerating in growth, it can be hampered by the kind of icy winds, the frosts and the rain as well. So it's very kind of up and down at the moment. And this is a little bit how we feel as well. So looking at all of that, taking all of that into consideration, there is, for this month in particular, I really, really feel instinctively and intuitively that we need to be grounding our energy as much as possible. Because with the eclipse season, the comets, these bring through a very heightened death rebirth energy, and that there are opportunities for huge transformational change. This transformative energy in like kind of creates big shifts within us. So we're going to be feeling our limitations, we're going to be feeling our insecurities, but in a way that these can rise up and we can start to chip away at them, release them. But it can feel very ungrounded, scattered, and it can feel quite challenging for us as well. So, you know, this is really the key to this month's energies, and the way to navigate them is to moment by moment make sure you are grounded, you are centered, and, you know, just really key into your physical body. I feel a lot of us are getting very impacted on the physical, especially the central nervous system. And I've been talking a lot about this in my circles recently. Like, I mean, I for one can kind of feel it's like my whole central nervous system is vibrating. It's almost like that. I kind of feel this low level anxiety. I'm getting these heart palpitations, and I know it's to do with the energy. Another thing that I'm really getting impacted by is my sleep. I'm so busy and wide awake. I have huge, long, long periods in the night where I'm wide awake. And obviously it's difficult, isn't it? Because when you wake up, you've got to get on with your usual things during the day. And it's quite difficult to kind of navigate the everyday, day-to-day living when we're like super, super tired. And, you know, you maybe you're experiencing a bit of low level anxiety, low ebb. Another symptom, a cosmic symptom I like to call them, is resistance. I've felt very resistant to doing my normal tasks and the things, even the things that I love doing. I've just had this resistance. So all of these feelings are really, really normal. All of these sensations, these symptoms are really, really normal. Do not panic about them. It's not going to last. We need to realize that we're in heightened energy. It's very, very challenging. Although it's very, very opportunistic, it's very, very challenging at the same time. And we need to find ways as light workers and empaths, because we are more sensitive to it, to relax our physical body, to have ways to remind ourselves that this is heightened energy, this is not the norm, and we will get through this. And, you know, we need to just chill a little bit more and just go with it, surrender to these energies. And I have just finished creating my April Cosmic Moon Kit. As you know, I'm passionate about this. I'm passionate about helping light workers, empaths like yourselves, navigate periods of heightened energy. So this Cosmic Moon Kit is almost finished. and it will be either out today or tomorrow. The link will be in this week's show notes and in this week's podcast episode. And included in this month's moon kit, you'll have a prayer for stillness and balancing, which you can listen to at any time of the day or night. If you're up in the night and you're wakeful, listen to this. This will absolutely relax you. You have my brand new lunar workbook. I'm really, really excited about this. This is something that I've kind of been adding to and developing over the months. And I'm going to offer this in within the Cosmic Moon Kit. It's packed full of rituals for the new and full moons. There's guidance in there. There are alignment prompts. There's loads of things to help you to work through throughout the next 4 weeks, which will really keep you aligned with these energies, getting clarity, setting your intentions, doing your release work. And working with that are the our usual two lunar inquiries that are included in the Cosmic Moon Kit. So you've got one for the full moon, you've got one for the new moon. Okay, so these can be used over those periods, and all the information is in there. You'll know exactly when those new and full moon phases are and what to do around that. Okay, now if you are a Lunar Light Worker member, do not buy this Cosmic Moon Kit because it's included. And also, you know, I highly recommend this. This has been beautifully crafted, you know, to really help you to navigate these potent and heightened energies. So this Cosmic Moon Kit for this month is costing just $12.99. That's $12.99 GBP. And as I said, it will be launched either today or tomorrow. I've just got a few more things to fine tune, and it will be ready in time for next week's new moon. All right, my love. So thank you so much for listening. You know, remember that, you know, we have this really heightened energy. It can feel really, really challenging, you know. Just ground your energies, try not to get overwhelmed. There are definitely ways that you can help yourself. And like I said, you can find out all of these things in the Cosmic Moon Kits in more detail. All right, lovelies, have a gorgeous week, and I will see you soon. Bye.